Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, it's Ashley I. We are back with the I Don't Get It podcast.
I Don't Get It podcast.
Instead of Naz this week as my co-host, I have brought in my sister, Lauren Iaconetti.
Hello, everyone.
You may remember her from season 2 of Bachelor in Paradise when she stupidly left for a guy who had another girlfriend.
Hello, that's me. That's me, everyone. I'm the idiot. I admit that it was probably one of the dumbest decisions in my life because I knew that relationship wasn't going anywhere, but here we are. You can hear from me now.
She broke up with him 2 months afterward, and she could have provide you with endless amounts of entertainment on ABC.
Sorry. Tune into the podcast now.
So now you can get to know Lauren a little bit more through the podcast. So today's topic, we're going to roll off from some similar themes of last week. Awkward moments with guys. More specifically, embarrassing moments with guys. Because let's be real, if an embarrassing moment happens and it's not with a guy.
Did an embarrassing moment really happen?
Did it really matter in your life? Did it really make an impact? She's going to start off this podcast by telling a tale about shit. Lauren, do you remember that time when you had food poisoning?
Oh, okay. We're going to go here now. I had food poisoning. I was living in New York. I had limited funds. My debit card wasn't working. I had no Metro card, nothing. I ran out. I borrowed $20 from my roommate to get my last meal until like my credit card was replenished. And I got a Cosi chicken sandwich.
No offense to you,
Cosi. No offense, Cosi, but the chicken was pink and I was like, well, it's the only thing I can eat. So I ate it, woke up from a nap 2 hours later. Couldn't decide if my butt should be on the toilet or my mouth should be on the toilet. So there you go. Both ends. It was terrifying.
But wait, explain how you made the choice between which one on
I
which
had to
end.
Choose, and I chose my mouth in the toilet.
And then she literally diarrheaed all over the floor. I wish I was here to witness this. I remember we had my grandma calling her like every 5 minutes, Lauren, should I bring you some ginger ale from New Jersey?
Please, actually, because my roommate, she would like would open the door and just throw in like one ginger ale.
Did Uncle Robert ever come save you?
No.
thought he did. I thought he was going to come and take you home.
No, I actually don't remember how it recovered. But anyways, I would always recommend putting your butt on the toilet from now on.
Well, I wanted Lauren to tell you that story. It may have been a little blunt right off the bat, but our today's theme is talking about embarrassing, awkward moments, and we don't get why, you know, they have to happen, but mostly we don't get why they usually have to happen around the guys that we like.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I wanted to tell you another throw-up story about someone that you know very well is part of my life. Jared Heyman once having to take care of me when I was throwing up. So once upon a December 2015, Jared and I had made out for the first time since Paradise. I had worked very hard to get to that point and to have him make that move. I was the cool girl. I was the cool friend. He always texted me first. You know, it was just all going on the right track, and I was just playing the cool card, and it finally paid off at this night. And then I wake up the next morning. We had a hotel room. There was no real funny business, okay? It was really all PG-13. And the next morning, I was, like, being cutesy. Thought I looked cutesy in, like, my, like, T-shirt and, like, whatever. I wasn't cute. So I go and I look in the mirror, and I literally looked like Rocky after a fight. Like Ronda Rousey during her last fight. You guys don't even know. I've never seen myself look so horrendous.
Ugh.
Really as if I had an allergic reaction.
But you're acting all sexy.
But I was acting all sexy. So I'm already embarrassed. I come out and I go, you did not tell me I looked like this. I put a hat on, my sunglasses. Like, I could not make eye contact with him. I honestly apologize for even touching him the way I looked.
I can't imagine you looking that bad.
Lauren, think about me, like, after hours of crying and tatsu ramen.
Okay.
So anyway, so we leave this hotel, and on the way to the car, I chug a water bottle because I'm realizing, like, I guess I drank too much last night. I also had sushi the night before.
Never bad pre-drinking food.
Never a good combination. Don't drink and eat sushi. So I'm chugging this water bottle, and we get in the car, and all of a sudden, I'm like, this is not going to be good. So I ask him to take me to Mike's Bakery in Boston, because Dad wanted a picture of me with Mike's Baker, and he wanted me to take home some cookies. So then I'm in Mike's Bakery, like, about to throw up at the look of just the sight of cookies.
Oh.
So then I'm trying to find a bathroom and a ginger ale. And I find a ginger ale, and then when I get access to the bathroom, I'm like, do I just drink this ginger ale and calm myself, or do I try to force out this throw up? Well, I mistakenly decided I could keep it in and hoped that the ginger ale would keep my stomach steady, which it didn't. So anyway, I'm dragging this out as I do every story. But I get back in the car with Jared, and I tell him, you know, hey, like, sorry, I'm just not going to talk for a little while. I'm feeling kind of queasy. And he's like, okay, just, you know, let me know if you need me to pull over. And I'm like, okay, I will. Well, not even 10 minutes later, he's like jamming to some Backstreet Boys or something, or some Matchbox 20.
Of course.
And I'm like, I'm going to probably hurl right here. And all of a sudden, it comes up. It's in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I keep the throw up in my mouth with my cheeks blown up. And I'm sitting there with throw up literally, like, just, you know, slightly cracked, you know.
I'm gonna die.
You know, what's the word? It's like just dripping out of my mouth. And I'm like, okay, so you're gonna try to swallow this so he doesn't know what's going on.
Ashley.
So then I try to take it down. I'm dry heaving just thinking about it. So I do take a little bit down and
unnecessary.
And because of that, I get so grossed out that I can throw up more, and I throw up into like my hand, and then I tap Jared.
Oh my God.
Do I tap him or does he just look over?
I think he sees.
I don't know.
I've heard this story from Jared without Ashley telling me the story. I just heard Jared saying that he just saw her grab her mouth, and then he was like, to the shoulder of the road.
Yeah, like, zoomed over to the shoulder of the road. I basically threw up into the car door. I didn't even get to open the car door. So I have throw up like on my lap, in the creases of my hands. And then I'm throwing up outside of, you know, and then like, yeah, just like onto the car door.
Who wants to kiss someone after seeing that?
So then I basically knew it would just never be the same again, and that I had blown it. I had tried so hard to be cool that I couldn't keep the cool anymore, and I had to do the most awkward and disgusting thing that anyone could ever do and throw up in front of the guy that she had been trying to win over for 6 months. When it finally seemed like it was going to happen. And then we went over to Burger King for me to brush my teeth. I also threw up again in the Burger King. And, you know, whatever. Well, so then we just, like, listened to some music, and I felt a lot better. And then we started laughing at the end of the ride, like, the hour ride back to his place in Rhode Island. But I kind of knew after that it was never going to be the same.
Yeah, I think the smell probably is what would turn me off the most if I was going to make out with someone.
Well, I knew he wasn't going to touch me after that.
No, I know, but I'm thinking next time I go in for a kiss, I'm going to smell that.
Ew, yeah. Lauren. Oh, God. Well, I don't think he can ever look at my mouth the same after seeing throw up coming out of it.
Probably not. I think it's better to come out of your mouth than your butt, though. Like, better throw up in your car than diarrhea everywhere.
That's the age-old question. If you are stuck in an apartment with a guy, would you rather be throwing up in the bathroom or having diarrhea? You'd rather be throwing up, right?
Throwing up. Because, yeah. Like, it's more understandable. I feel they can understand that more. I don't know.
There's something, like, more... Like, girls and guys can both throw up, but only guys can poop. Mm-hmm. Apparently.
For sure.
Yeah, so, anyway...
That's a very embarrassing story.
That is truly a very embarrassing story. I think because it happened with somebody that I'm so close to now that it wasn't that embarrassing, or is it in hindsight? But when it was happening, it was so bad that I don't even think my heart and my head could register it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this, we're going to pretend like this isn't happening. And hopefully that he will feel the exact same way at some point.
I feel like sometimes if you're sick, it could bring you closer together if he's like really nice and like rubbing your back and stuff. But I have a feeling Jared was not like that.
He wasn't warm Jared. He was probably already thinking like, I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So wait, Lauren, you have a farting story. If we're on the topic of like things that come out of the body.
Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be a gross podcast.
And title, the theme is
title, gross.
I don't get it. Why does our body have to do gross stuff? Why does it have to do gross stuff in front of hot guys?
I think it's because like your nervous system is just like out of whack when you're with the guy you like, and you're just nervous, and all this stuff's happening, flatulence and whatnot. So my story is in high school in gym class. So let's see where your mind goes. It was my sophomore year. My gym teacher was so hot, so sexy.
Mr. Clark.
Coach Clark. And it's like 100 kids. It's 100 kids in one gym class. And we're all getting like a circle and we're doing leg lifts. And in high school, in like gym class, I had my like long bleach blonde hair, full makeup, got ready so early every day. The only reason I went to school was to be best dressed. So I wouldn't like put my hair up for gym class. I wouldn't run in gym class because I get sweaty. I was a prissy girl in high school. And it was shocking that I was like actually doing these warm-ups. So I'm doing leg lifts and of course coming down on a leg lift, I farted and my gym teacher goes, "Ikenetti, was that you?" And he was like, "I would expect that of anyone else but you." So 100 kids left gym class, spread the entire school. Lauren Ikenetti farted in gym class. And it was like, just like Ashley was saying, like, it was so embarrassing. My mind didn't compute that it was happening. So, it was pretty tremendously horrible.
I remember this time, if we're on the theme of gym teachers and embarrassing moments, I had the largest crush on a student teacher. He was 22. Mm-mm. I was 13. No, not Mr. Dark. This was Mr. Klug. Okay. He had just recently graduated from college He seemed really old to me, but I now know that that is a child.
Should not be teaching.
So I would make sure to go by the gym whenever I could in between classes. Like, I purposely created my, you know, my walking schedule around the school, around the gym. You know, if I had an extra 30 seconds, I'd pass the gym, see if I could get a glance. I was in eighth grade. Anyway, so I'm turning the corner. Like that passes by the gym with my friends, and Mr. Klug comes and like basically runs into us as we turn the corners, both like both at the same time. And this little friend I had, her name was Chrissy. She was under 5 foot, and she started jumping up and down like a leapfrog, going, "Ashley, look, it's Mr. Klug. It's Mr. Klug. You love him. See, you love him. He's so hot." And she was like, "Mr. Klug, Ashley loves you."
Oh my
and
God.
That to me is still probably one of my very, very most Wait, embarrassing did, moments.
Was he your teacher or just a?
No, he wasn't. He was just a teacher. But and like he didn't know my name, yes. But apparently I was just stalking him. You know, like he never interacted with me, but I looked at him
That's
all the time.
That's pretty funny.
That was really embarrassing as far as teachers go and embarrassing moments. But then there was another time when Lauren truly, truly ruined my life.
I really still don't get why it's such a big deal to this day.
Honestly, this makes me. This is still my most embarrassing moment if somebody were to say, tell me your most embarrassing moment. Not even throwing up in front of Jared compares to this. Because in my 16-year-old mind, this ruined me for life. So in my diary in high school, I wrote about my teacher who I had a huge crush on. And he's like a Bachelor fan and not like not the man I thought he was when I was 16 now. So he may be listening to this. I don't know. But it was quite something, the feelings I had for him. And Lauren cracked open my diary, broke the lock with my mom.
I don't think there was a lock on it.
There was a lock, Lauren. You guys ripped it off.
Okay, I would go in there all the time and read it.
What? You read it before this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I would
Lauren,
read before.
There was a lock on it.
Okay, well, then I knew how to pick it every time. But then there was just one time that I found, like, really juicy stuff.
Yeah, I was, like, talking about the shape of his butt and, like, how much I loved him. And
it was so
true
silly.
Love. True love.
So I had to show my mom.
Just letting you know that the sincerely, like, the love Ashley at the end of every diary entry, it said, I love blank teacher. I'm not going to call out names here. And Clay Aiken. So it was like, I will marry Justin Timberlake, Clay Aiken, or
blank teacher.
Anyway, so I like detailed over how much I was in love with him. And then Lauren started reciting lines from the diary word for word when we were at dinner with our best friends. And just hearing
her own words being said back to her
and realizing what must have happened, I wanted to crawl into a hole and never, ever come out.
I know it sounds so evil, but I think that if we recorded it and watched it back today, it'd be really funny.
It would be the funniest thing ever.
Like, to be like showing me go through the diary, reading, caressing his perfect bubble butt.
But I never said I wanted to caress it, but I did say he had a bubble butt, which he certainly did. He was 25 when I was 15, 16. So, I mean, very natural.
Very natural.
He was also very cute.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so I still look back on that and still totally get it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let's see. Other embarrassing moments.
I feel like I thought of one, like an embarrassing moment of yours.
Of mine?
Another one of yours.
I think those are my three big ones. Throwing up in front of Jared, Mr. Klug, you reading my diary. So this story is amazing. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's great. All right. So there is this person that I've had a crush on for many moons. We're talking like 10 years now, right?
Two,
9 years. Yes, Lauren, 2008.
Okay, 9.
Okay, so he was always like that crush from far away, like basically like untouchable. But
not really in your mind. You
but not
he
in
was
my mind.
Touchable.
Oh, I totally thought he was touchable, like very touchable for a while. But he didn't actually get touchable until like 3-4 years ago.
Right.
So we became friends with his brother, and he's really awesome. But every time I was around his brother, he would have a girlfriend. And I just
he's
kind
a
of,
serial dater.
Serial
sure.
dater. Like he's definitely a monogamous type of guy, but he's never single for like more than 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he does have a girlfriend now, but I had like this night out with him, his brother, and my best friend.
He has a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He had a girlfriend when I last saw him about a month ago. But he wasn't with her that night. He was just hanging over by the bar by himself or like with one friend, but they weren't engaged in any kind of conversation. And even though I've been around this guy plenty of times, I've never really like sat and had a conversation with him. It's always been like, hey, how you doing? Like, good, cool, whatever.
Cool, great. I'll see you around. Okay,
see you, cool.
It's and just the same conversation over and over again, but it's pretty exciting every time.
So I think... All right, so my best friend is talking to his brother, and his brother's super cool, and I tell them, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go talk to your brother right now, and we're going to have our first real conversation for the first time in 9 years of depth. And I felt confident, and I go over to
had a couple of vodka cranberries.
I had a couple of vodka cranberries, and I make my way over to the bar, and I go, hey, so... Your brother is talking to my best friend, so I thought that I would not want to... I don't... Oh, shit.
See, it came out exactly like this.
Okay, no, I swear to you, it was really smooth. I said, hey, my best friend is talking to your brother, so I didn't want a third wheel, so I thought I'd come over here and say hey. And then he looks at me and he goes, hey.
And that's it.
And then I was like, okay, wait. I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, wait a beat. You know, wait like 10 to 15 seconds to see if he starts more conversation.
10 to 15 seconds is a long time.
I'm telling you, I waited 20 seconds, longest 20 seconds of my life. Then I pivot, turned, and walked away. And then, of course, I go up to his brother and I'm like, he just denied me. He just denied me. And then I knew that the root of all my problems came from this boy.
Did these people just stare at you?
No, I mean, yeah, he just said hi, and then he just kind of, like, looked forward, and I just kind of, you know,
looked forward,
and then I turned around, and exited that situation.
I probably would have gone in there with something else, like a follow-up question.
Don't you think that that was good enough? Like, I didn't want a third wheel. My best friend is talking to your brother. Like, those are already two things, like... Never said, I just want to come over and hear and say hi, like, because obviously alluding to the fact that we always see each other, but we never really talk.
Yes. Oh, that's painful. But it seems to be a lot of your male interactions.
It was truly painful, but in the funniest way. Like, I've become so self-aware and just, like, gotten to the point where I'm so comfortable with myself and my own awkwardness that I almost enjoyed that moment and reminiscing on that.
It'd be like one of those moments where like you're doing absolutely nothing that relates and then you remember something embarrassing you did years ago and you'd be like, oh God, get out of my head.
I don't have any of those moments.
I do that all the time. But it's like from like elementary school.
That's bananas.
Oh no, I remember one.
What?
I thought that I push it really far back because it's like so awkward.
What?
It's like when I fell asleep in Michael's bed and then he had a girl over, but I thought like we were such cool friends that like I could just go sleep in his bed and he was like fine, you know? But he moved me in the middle of the night to the bathroom floor.
Picked you up and put you on the bathroom floor?
Uh-huh.
Lauren, why wouldn't he put you on the couch?
Because someone else was sleeping on the couch. So they put me in the bathroom floor.
Lauren, why did he put you on the family room floor?
Because I think they were having sex. There was two people having sex in the family room and two people having sex in the bedroom. And he moved me to the bathroom floor. But I didn't wake up during it. I just woke up, obviously, drunk as hell, on the bathroom floor. And he put a towel over me.
What?
It's so embarrassing It was just so embarrassing on so many levels. And this is so embarrassing. I didn't even think about it.
You didn't even think it was embarrassing at the time because Lauren had like a bad face. She had like a drug face.
I was so drugged.
She came home. We detoxed her. We got her back to real life.
So drunk. I didn't even think it was embarrassing. Like, would you think that's an embarrassing story or
it's demoralizing.
Demoralizingly embarrassing.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna go in bed. Like, I'm like, you stay up, you know? But like, what? I should have fucking gone home. Anyways, it was so embarrassing. And that's what I have a moment to myself, this is why I have to sleep with the TV on, or else I'll let myself go to these dark, embarrassing thoughts.
Apparently, this is something that a lot of girls do. I see that Girl With No Job and like Betches and those types of Instagram accounts, they talk about these moments you have. But I guess I am missing something in my brain. Maybe it's just that like I am so awkward that I've just like learned to accept it so fully. But I don't, there's not a moment in my life that I look back on and I'm like, and I cringe about.
Ooh, I'm sure there's a couple other that I just can't remember, honestly, because I pushed them back so far.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know, what's funny is that I've never had like anything demoralizing with Mr. Big. I mean, like, you know what? Probably phone calls with him. There's probably been phone calls with him that I'm like, if I were to go watch myself talk.
Oh, yeah.
And then listen back to my tone, I probably would kill myself.
You know, I have a fantastic video of you on the phone talking to Jared, like right after the first Paradise.
Let's just say that we, after the first Paradise, during like the 6 weeks that we didn't. That we were like off Paradise, but weren't really good friends yet. We had a little bit of a tension because I did a stupid thing called, you know, I just talk too much.
She actually likes to open her mouth a lot and speak when she's not supposed to.
Yeah.
So there was tension, but when, you know, when he'd call or she'd call him, she'd get a little nervous. And I videotaped her because like,
I was about to cry. I was like my voice was so tight.
But also you do things on while you're on the phone that you don't realize, like you're touching the weirdest candle in your house, just like fascinated with the candle, but you're not even realizing you're touching it. So she was like outside, had one leg like in the air and one leg, she's like scratching one other part and like reaching for something, and she was just trying to focus on anything other than like talking and feeling awkward.
Well, I mean, if I was trying to use some sort of energy so that my voice wouldn't crack.
Yeah, I get it. It was good though.
Oh my God. I think that's it. I really, as far as embarrassing moments go, I mean, one time I was making out with a guy and he was the worst kisser ever, ever, ever. And he literally put a tablespoon of saliva in my mouth and he put his tongue all the way to my tonsils. No joke. I push him away and I say, I want to watch the movie too.
She goes, hey, I want to watch the movie too. Like, not like I was there, but I've heard the story before.
But the thing is, I wanted to watch the movie so bad
in comparison to
kissing this guy. So I really needed... Like, I'm it wasn't even awkward. It was just something I had to do for survival.
This was really fun reliving very embarrassing moments I like to suppress.
I think that's about it. If you have any embarrassing moments that you would like to share with us, email me at eandsmediacreations@gmail.com. We'd love to hear all your stories and maybe we'll share some on our next podcast. You guys are awesome. You can follow me on Instagram at Ashley_Iaconetti. And Lauren, where are you?
Instagram, LaurenAI. Twitter, LaurenAI. And there you go. And Snapchat, Lauren Ico, IACO 123, because I'm really creative.
Rush Hour Renegades. Coming at ya. All right. Well, we are not Joey and Jesse, but we are Ashley and Lauren, and we will see you next time on the I Don't Get It podcast.
I Don't Get It podcast.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.
Bye.